and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. We have girls varsity basketball and Buttermilk Midgets are hosting the Washburn Castle Guards. Timeout has concluded, and like the rest of the pace of this game, Ludwig passes the ball in immediately, gets the ball back, drives to the hoop, shoots the shot, misses. It's a rebound by number 14, Lenny Paulson, who then misses but draws the foul. So her first free throw is good. So now that is 1 point more for Washburn. They lead 11-9 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in this first half. See if her second free throw can drop. It does not. And we have a whistle called. All right, button up ball. Pass to Gianna, tearing up the court. Runs by her defender, dribbles by another. Passes over to the corner. Isabel is able to try to make the play. Can't do it. Lizzie somehow ends up with it. Pass to Kendra underneath. She goes for the shot. Misses. Gets her own rebound. Has to kick it back out to Gianna, who then gets the ball somehow. Right now, Butternut has yet to really possess it. They've just been passing quickly. And now Isabel has it in the corner. She's getting mugged, and they're going to call jump ball in the favor of Washburn, which is absolutely the correct call. It's number 14, Lenny Paulson, almost ripped it away, or if the whistle didn't blow, she was about to rip the ball away. So, all right. All right, Gloria Vross gets the ball over to Clarenbaugh. Tries to carry the ball up the court as fast as she can. Gets met with a bunch of white jerseys, has to dish the ball back to Ludwig. Reversal pass to Vross. She tries to pass inside high. She does, but defense is doing a good job of stuffing this. And what a play by Lenny Paulson, who was able to then intercept, like, what looked like the ball was about to be intercepted by Butternut, and then she, like, intercepted that. It's a weird way to explain it because the pass wasn't designed for her. And then she got the ball and shot her layup and then took the foul and made it. So that's two more points for her. And now she'll take the free throw, miss, and it's going to be out of bounds on number 23, Sienna Sandor. All righty. We're just getting the ball rolling here. Butternut now has it. Pass. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be off of Washburn. And Butternut will pass the ball in here pretty soon. Here we go. All right, Lizzie. Pass to Kendra. Then over to Isabel. She gets the ball. Takes the shot. It's off the rim. Can't get it to drop. Gianna has it. Has to reset her feet with a dribble. Isabel gets it. Tries to take the shot. Doesn't get the foul. But it goes out of bounds off of a Washburn block. It'll stay in possession of the Butternut Midgets. Scores 13-9, Castle Guard in the lead with 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Butternut with possession. Gets it to Isabel. She sets her feet, takes her shot, makes it. Good look, good take, good make. There we go. 2 points for her. The score is now 11-13. Washburn with the ball and the lead. And we'll see if they can respond to that. 2 minutes left in this first half. Ludwig with the ball. Dribbling right, pass to Frost at the top of the key, then underneath to number 14. Paulson back to Clarenbaugh for three. Takes a shot. It's short, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Washburn as it hit the rim and went flying way to the entrance of the gym. But in a ball. All right. Realize I didn't have my crowd noise on. There we go. All right. Kaylin's got the ball. Gets by one defender. Takes the ball away to the corner. Opens up some space from Gianna. Gets it to Kendra. Takes her shot. It's going to be blocked Now it's a long pass. Kendra got back on defense in time. Clarabelle takes the shot, misses it. Giannari with the rebound. She's now carrying up the court. Very fast, runs by three defenders, hits the brakes, takes the shot, but it was just too much. She knew she had it, missed it, and now there's a foul on number one. I believe that'll be on Butternut, on Isabel, for grabbing an arm. Gianna knew it, too. She got by one defender and then hit the brakes, and the other two defenders went flying by her. So this was just a free layup, and she just put too much mustard on it, and it bounced off the backboard and missed the rim. And as soon as she missed it, she clapped her hands together. And this has been such a fast-moving game. I'm wondering what the game plan is going to be going into half. All right, number 23 takes her free throw, misses it, defensive rebound made. But Sandor couldn't get that one to drop. Ball is almost intercepted. It's going to be a scrum for the ball. Who ends up with it? Washburn does. Gets it to Clarabelle, who takes her layup, misses, and it's another rebound made by Butternut. Both teams have had an incredible job on defense as Caitlin's trying to get possession of this ball, and it goes out of bounds off of her own hands, and now it's back in Washburn's hands. There's been more turnovers than points tonight, 100%. I'm not keeping track, but I know it to be true. All right. Ball's passed in. Clarabelle's got it. Then back to Maddie Ludwig. She just glanced up at the scoreboard. I think each team's got, well, at this pace, they got seven more possessions left. But realistically, they each got about two possessions left. Stolen by Caitlin, who's going to be taken to the dirt. They're going to call travel. All right. She wasn't fouled. It's a good call by the refs. All right. 39.3 seconds left. Washburn, great defense, forces another turnover. When I thought both teams would have two more possessions, this is Washburn's second possession since I said that. Pass into the hoop. Paulson's got it. Takes the shot. Draws the foul. She misses her shot, but she's going to have a chance for two. Lenny Paulson's got 5 points in this game, tied for most on her team. And big key to that is she's getting under the hoop and starting to take shots. She's got one free throw make. See if she can get two more here. First one drops. That's good. Washburn moves up 14-11 with 34.1 seconds left in this first half. Second free throw. It's up. And it's off the back of the rim. And it's going to be out of bounds on Gina Naring, who tried to reach for the ball, and it went out of bounds. So now Washburn gets a third possession here. It is going to be timeout called by Washburn. I think it's a good call by the ref. Or sorry, not the ref, the coach here. He's got 33 seconds left in the half, right? And you call a timeout here because he's probably thinking the same thing I thought. Like, you know, 20 seconds ago, well, technically 17 seconds ago of game time, right? That there was likely only two possessions left total for the game for each side, but because the Washburn keeps forcing turnover after turnover, they have a chance here to call a timeout, center his girls, and run a play, a designed play here on this pass. Because if they can get some plays here, crowd's getting riled up. All right, pass in, gets it to Ludwig. Open shot, decides not to take it. She's holding it, holding the ball. Passes over to the left side. Defense calling it in. Donna tries to intercept the ball, but Paulson gets the ball, shoots it up, gets it in. Paulson getting hot. Here we go. Makes another 2 points. It's now 16-11. Kalen's with the ball, passes it over. It is intercepted by Ludwig, who's got the ball back. 10 seconds left. Gets into the hoop, takes the shot, off the rim, miss. But she draws the foul, 8.5 seconds left in his first half. Washburn, they are putting the pedal to the metal here, and they are just excelling. And although I would say Butternut has the advantage in the extension and size, the small ball played by Washburn and the quickness has been excellent as everything is being fought for. They are literally leaving 1 to 2 players completely unguarded almost all the time, and they're bringing 3 to 4 people to defend too, just to make it frustrating and difficult. Second free throw drops. Score is now 17-11. 8 seconds. Intercepted by Ludwig. Again, she pulls it back. 4, 3, 2, takes the 3,
And she throws it at half. What a play by the senior who did back-to-back-to-back steals, pulls it back, shoots it up. That was like 4 feet behind the three-point line, and now they enter into halftime up 20-11 when this score was so close for so long. What a heads-up play by the senior to take control of the game. That was amazing. There we go. That's some offensive hype going into the half. Well, hey, we'll talk more about that here in a moment. We're going to take a commercial break here on 98.2 Country to prep for the halftime show coming up here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. I am Stephen Jetland bringing you tonight girls varsity basketball between the Butternut Midgets hosting the Washburn Castle Guards. We are in the halftime show. The score is 20-11, Castle Guards with a lead. And if you believe it, the game was like 11-11, 11-12, it was like 11-10 or 11-12 with like less than 50 seconds of game time. And the Castle Guards just kept stealing the ball on, like, the pass-in and then scoring over and over again. It was actually spectacular. And on the for Maddie Lugwood, who she actually got the last steal with less than 8 seconds, carried it back to, like, reset, and then got by her defender and then launched a three-pointer, like, 5 feet behind the line and drained it for another three to end the half, right? So that was incredible. So she ends the half with 9 points, Maddie Ludwig, who's their best player, just from the eye test, right? But Lainey Paulson, who had a pretty quiet game to start, ended up with 8 points to end the half. And then Cassie Clarenbaugh, who's been a big part of moving their offense around, she made a three. So for the Butternut Midgets, Kendra Pritzel has kind of been their only scorer, which has been, I mean, she's always been a really good scorer, right? Because she's got 7 points total for herself in the first half. And Isabel Przybylski's got 2 points, and Gianna Narain's got 2 points. It is weird to see Caitlin Babu without any points going forward here. And it's weird to see Gianna Narain without more than the 2 points she had. Kendra having seven, that's a pretty staple for that. So really, coming into this half, what we... Both sides, outside of that last 50 seconds, Butternut played really good defense, right? And so did, obviously, Washburn. There's just been so many turnovers this game. And you can see that a big part of the turnovers that have happened is because both teams have bought in to a pace that is just breakneck speed, and it's just like whatever team can navigate that, the chaos that that brings, is going to kind of come on top, out on top. And up first, it looked like both teams just couldn't handle the chaos that the defense was bringing. It was like 0-0, like 4 minutes into the game. Like there was like nobody was able to score. No one could even get to the you know, the rim, because every pass was just getting intercepted. Every player was getting double teamed on a man. They weren't even playing zone. It was just going crazy. And so you know, you go into the half and you're like, it's like if you're Washburn, you go into half, it's like, hey, up until the very end of the half, the game was kind of being controlled by Butternut. Yana and Caitlin and Kendra and Isabel were just doing a good job of just locking everybody down. And you kind of wonder, like, if that last 50 seconds happened, you almost kind of have to go into half and just say, hey, we played our butts off and we were rewarded for a couple of turnovers and good shooting. But it doesn't change the fact that we played the majority of the half very sloppy. And I'm wondering if both teams don't wonder if they want to slow the game down. I mean, it's one thing to just be like, hey, let's just keep this breakneck speed. I'll be honest. If I was Washburn, I'm loving the pace of this game for two reasons. First off, you're winning, right? I mean, you have to take that into account, that out of this breakneck speed, you were able to show chinks in the armor and take advantage of that, and you now lead 20-11. Even if 10 of those points came in like the last minute of play, of game time, right? That you have to take the count. Number two, there's only one bench player for Butternut. They have four. They have four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They've got five bench players to their one. So if you're going to play at this breakneck speed and you've got the bench depth compared to your counterpart, you can potentially gas your opponent. And I think that's an excellent strategy. You can keep cycling in girls. You can keep running them fast, keep running them hard. And, yeah, maybe you're going to make some mistakes, but at a certain point, the Midgets can't keep subbing people out. They've only got one sub for tonight. And that can wear down on the team, right? And so I just think for Washburn, they are up 20. They have zero reason to change what they're doing. They do need to figure out how to stop turning the ball over so much. And on the Midget side, it's like, they're not going to slow down on defense, right? They are going to do everything. So it's kind of like we have to set up, we have to understand that when we pass the ball, it's got to be a shorter pass, and that pass has got to be passed again to a longer target to force the castle guards to move a lot of ground. And then when you get an open shot, you got to take it. I think for Butternut, that's just kind of the fact of the matter, because they're wearing you down, and if you got an open shot, take the shot. They played good defense all up until the very end, so I know that Butternut can do it. All right? All right, that's your halftime show here. I'm Stephen Jetlin, getting ready for second half basketball here on 98Q Country. But before we have that, we're going to do a little bit more commercial. When we come back, the second half will start. Don't go anywhere.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsley, Alonzo, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Gentlin bringing you tonight's basketball game, girls varsity basketball. Butternut Midgets hosting the Washburn Castle Guards. The second half just kicked off 5 seconds ago. Butternut passed the ball in to immediately be intercepted by Cassie Clarenbaugh, who then took it to the hoop and immediately drew the shooting foul. So it was a miss, but she makes her second free throw, 21-11. Butternut carrying the ball at the court. Lizzie's got it. Gets it to Giannanari. Long pass over to Isabel. That's what I was calling for. Takes the shot off the rim. It's going to be out of bounds, most likely in Washburn. It is. And that was exactly what we said. It was a short pass to a long pass. Boom, boom. Isabel was open in the left corner. Took her three, a little short, but that's the looks you got to look for, and that's the takes you got to take. That they can do that. Maddie Ludwig with the steal, but as she's falling to the ground, she couldn't pass it in time before she traveled. And so it's going to be staying Butternut's possession. And now they run the play. Pass to Kendra, who gets the ball, gets it to Caitlin, who takes the shot, gets it to drop. Boom. 2 points for Caitlin. Finally on the board. She carries it forward, 13-21. Ball passed high, gets it to Paulson. Nice little bounce pass to number 23. She takes the shot, misses it. Paulson gets the rebound for her team, takes the shot, gets the foul, and now she'll have a chance for two. Sienna Sandor and Lanny Paulson doing a good job owning the boards for them there on that last play. First free throw is in. Taking its time, deciding if it wants to drop or not. Second free throw coming up here once she's set. All right. Ball is up, and it's swish. It is now in, and that is our first double-digit score of the game. 10 points for her. Long pass. Gets it over to Isabel. Gets it to Gianna in the right corner. She dribbles around one defender. Looking for a passing lane. Can't get it. Gets it to Kendra, though, backwards. And now the ball movement begins. Ooh, unforced error as the pass went to Isabel, and you could see she moved her head away from the ball before it got to her. It's kind of like the idea of like when you see a wide receiver look away from the ball before they catch it. So it went out of bounds off of her hands. And with that, Washburn with the ball. They lead 23-13 right now. Clarenbaugh carrying around the defender, gets a screen, passes inside. It's knocked out. Oh, but somehow ends up in Maddie's hands after the quick, almost intercepted pass. Offensive rebound made by Paulson twice, but misses both of them. Giannanari now has the ball. Carrying it up the court. Gets it to Lizzie. Then back to Kiana. Inside to the right. Gets it outside. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to bounce off of Caitlin's arm. That just incidental. But it happened. Went out of bounds. Washburn ball. All righty. Pass gets it to Cassie Clarenbaugh, who then passes it high. Almost intercepted, but Paulson gets the ball, turns, makes it. Paulson entered the halftime on fire, and she has continued to burn so far. Long pass by Lizzie. It was not a good one. Maddie gets the shot off for the Maddie Ludwig gets the layup, and she makes her 2 points. It's now 27-13. Washburn has come alive. Ball over to Lizzie on the left corner. Then to Caitlin up a little bit more. Carries the ball all the way across the three-point line. She makes space for Isabel. She pump fakes, misses. Kendra gets the rebound, takes a shot, draws a foul. She misses the shot, but she'll have a chance for two. Good job by their center, Kendra Pritzel, there underneath the hoop. They need these free throws as Washburn has come out of into this half still feeling alive. They are up 27-13 now. There we go. Ball is up. And it's in. There we go. Second free throw. Up and does not drop there. So defensive rebound made by Washburn. They get it to Maddie, who then resets her dribble, sets her feet, takes a shot. Three-pointer. There it is. Cash for Maddie Ludwig, who got the ball, made it look smooth. Gianna carrying the ball up the court. The little spin move makes some space. Lizzie's got it. Pass inside the paint. It is intercepted by Paulson, and Lizzie tries to get the ball back on a steal. Contact was made, and they're going to call foul. And now it is back in Washburn's possession. All righty. Here we go. 15 minutes and 21 seconds remain. Oh, Gianna with a great job. They're not going to call travel on that. Oh, my gosh. She just stole the ball. She stole the ball, and in the scrum, apparently just being on your butt and possession of the ball means it's a travel, which I don't agree with, but that's the call. All right, passed in. Washburn still has it. Ludwig saying, hey, still feeling warm. She misses that three-pointer shot, so that heat check did not check out. But the offensive rebound leads to a defensive stand there. Caitlin's got the ball. How in the world did Sander steal that ball? And how in the world did it get stolen back? And then how did it get stolen back again by Paulson? She carries it up, makes the layup. My goodness. I know I'm the guy that tells you how things are happening, but I'm sitting here with my eyes. I couldn't even explain that. Okay. Gianna carrying the ball up quickly. Kendra's got in the right corner. Back from Lizzie, back to Kendra. Three from the right side, off the rim, and then Paulson with the rebound for Washburn. All right, pass. Clarabelle's got it. It's one on two defense. She goes for the layup. She misses. Gianna's got the ball on the rebound now, and Nari's carrying up the court. Runs into two players, puts the brakes on. It's going to be out of, let's see what the refs call. What are they calling? Is it out of bounds or is it a foul? I'm just waiting for that call. It is going to be, they're going to call, it was out of bounds on Washburn. So Butternut will be passing the ball in, and they're going to call timeout. Butternut calls timeout. Wow. All right. Right out of the half. We're moving fast. We're going to take a quick commercial break here on 98Q Country. And when we come back out of the timeout, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here, 98Q Country. Got basketball. Ball just got passed in. Butternut's got it. To Kendra at the top of the key. Got a pass to the right. Oh, my goodness. Sander gets the intercepted ball. Goes for a layup. She makes it. Gemma Sander, freshman, is now on the board as she got the steal off the intercepted pass and then drove and got the layup. Gianna Naring now carrying the ball up the court as fast as she can. Has to hit the break zone, reset. Gets the ball to Lizzie on the right side. Back to Gianna. Fakes the three. Back to Lizzie. Has a chance to pass it underneath. It doesn't get to Kendra. It's taken by Paulson, and now Ludwig carrying the ball. Spin move. Carrying up the court by the defender. Meets another one. Now she hands the ball off to Sander, who then passes it back to Ludwig, who misses her three-point shot. It goes out of bounds, but that ball. Whoo! Things moving fast tonight. The Washburn is leading 34-14, and remind you, the score was 11-20 at the start of the half, so they have put on a lot of points here. They lead by 20. All right, Isabel's got it. Dribbling by our defender. Gets there. She's going to have a chance for three. Gets it to Kendra. Takes her shot. Draws the foul. She'll get a chance for two. Good job by Kendra. Get these free throws to drop here. That'll be huge. All right. She's getting set for these free throw points. First one is up and doesn't even touch the rim. It's nothing but net. Good shot. All right. Second free throw. It's set. It's up and it's again nothing but net. And that will bring Kendra Pritzel up to 10 points on tonight's game. It is now 16-34. Butternut trails Washburn. Did I say the score? 16-34. Butternut trailing. Yeah, okay, I did say that. All right. Full court press for Butternut right now. And Maddie's got the ball now. She carries it up the court by one defender, by two, by three. Goes up, takes the layup, misses, draws the foul. Man, I don't know. I see that's the first time Butternut played full court press. And their senior, Maddie Ludwig, made that look silly. She dribbled by four defenders and got the one-on-one at the rim. She missed her layup, but she drew the foul. So, I don't know if you do that again. First free throw goes a little to the right, misses. Second free throw, she's getting ready. There's 13 minutes and 18 seconds left in this game. Washburn leads 34-16 with one more free throw. Ball is up and swish. There we go. Substitution is coming in for Butternut. Now the score is 35-16. All right, here we go. Washburn is deciding to do a full court press. It's just straight up taken by Ludwig. She goes Euro step to the lane, misses her layup, and then Isabel ends up with the rebound. So a lot of happened for the thing that you just wanted. Can be knocked out of bounds by number 10, Anna Doucette, and it'll stay in Butternut's possession. Maddie Ludwig is so fast compared to some of the other girls on this court, and that has led to a lot of steals, and she just did it again. She's walking to the hoop. 1-2 dribble, go for the layup. She makes it. Maddie Ludwig has come alive in this game as she has already scored 8 points here in this second half with plenty to play. 12 minutes and 50 seconds remain. Ball to Lizzie, then back to Gianna, then over to Isabel. Takes her chance, takes the three off the back of the rim. It's a miss. Good look, good take, good didn't drop. Now we have a long pass, gets the number one, gets the ball, takes the dribble, misses, gets her own rebound. It's stolen. Where'd it go? Oh, bounced off her head after the end. Man, unfortunately, the ref stopped right in front of my line of vision, and I don't know exactly what happened, but at the end of the day, out of bounds on Washburn, bunting a ball. Full court press. They got to do a quick pass in. They get it to Kendra. Long pass to Gianna. She has it. One dribble to set, and now she gets it back to Kendra. What's she going to do with it? Inside, gets to Lizzie. She tries to drive, can't get it out. Almost knocked out. Isabel has a chance for three. She takes it. She makes it. If they're just going to let her be open, take the three. That's right. 19-37 now. Isabel, good shooter from the perimeter. If they're going to give her opportunities, Ludwig takes her shot, misses. There's a jumper around the free throw line. She gets the ball back, though, off the offensive rebound, and now they begin passing the ball around. After all is said and done, some of the ball got stolen after a scrum pass there. Kaitlin goes for a layup, misses, but draws a foul. I feel bad because I'm using the word somehow the ball got stolen, and I promise you I'm watching the game. But I'm like, I'm seeing what looks to be clear-cut passing lanes, clear-cut, like what they're doing, and then something will happen, and then the other team gets the possession of the ball. And I'm just like, oh, what? So I promise you I'm not trying to cop out of here with, somehow it got stolen. I'm just like, I have no idea how the ball ended up, how it did, and who came up with it. I just see the aftermath on something. Well, they're playing so fast. All right, first free throw for Kaitlin missed. So let's see if maybe can get the second one, and she does. 20-37. Butternut in a deficit of 17 against Washburn. All right. Clarenbaugh carries the ball up the way up the court. Realizes there's no defender. Takes the chance for three. Misses. Keanu Naring now with the ball. Carrying the ball up the court. Fakes left. Goes right. Runs into the defender. Quick back to Lizzie. Then a bounce pass to Isabel. Pump fakes. Tries to pass it underneath. It's almost intercepted. But Isabel gets the ball back. Starts throwing elbows. She's trying to make space for herself. And they're going to call a foul on a good foul, by the way, on number 14, Lainey Paulson. There we go. Score is 37-20, Washburn the league. Isabel will be passing the ball in underneath for Butternut. She's got to get rid of it, and she does. Gets it to Caitlin in the corner, gets around her defender, gets the screen, carries it all the way to the top of the key. Kind of resets around the half-court mark. Passes over the right side, gets it underneath, tries to shoot for a foul, draws the foul. Nice shot by Lizzie. Lizzie Pritzel, and as you can tell from the crowd behind me, they're pretty pumped about it too. She got the ball, drove to the hoop, and went for take her shot and drew the foul. That'll be their sixth foul for Washburn with 11 minutes and 16 seconds left of this game. If you're going to come back and get the other team in foul trouble, that's big. All right, 1 second. They are, Lainey Paulson fouled out of the game. That is huge for Butternut because Lainey Paulson, she's got 14 points tonight. Oh, excuse me, 14? 16 points is what I meant to say. Actually, I know. I can't do math. It is 14 points. I'm looking at it right now. So she fouled out. And then she's been a big proponent to their game underneath the hoop for rebounding and is obviously doing a great job of making points too. All right. Both of those missed.
Oh, yeah.
Ludwig's got the ball. She tries to dribble by her defender, and they're going to call in for a reach in there. Foul on Butternut. All right. All right. Foul pass. Isabel just straight up steals it. She's going to the hoop. 1-2, takes her shot. Doesn't get it to drop. And defensive rebound made. That is a huge break for Washburn to not give up any points on that. Maddie's got the ball now. See what Ludwig can do. Dribbles left, gets into the paint, takes a shot on a floater, and it spins around the rim and goes in. Two more points for her, 39-20. Caitlin trying to dribble by her defender. We have a screen foul. As the screen was set is what it looked like, but the ref does not say she was set, so it's going to be a foul on Isabel Przybylski. Pretty sure I just said that right for the first time ever. All right. The family will let me know afterwards. All right. Washburn ball after the heavy contact there on the screen. Ball's passed in for 23. Takes a shot. Misses the ball. And it's on the floor. There's still who's going to come up with it. After all, sitting up, Washburn gets it, and they are able to reset. Maddie Ludwig now with it, carries it all the way to the half-court mark to kind of reset their offensive thing. Behind the back, good handles, almost a good steal. And here we go. It is thrown by Giannari. 1-2, lay up, and she misses it. You can tell she's off tonight. I think her frustration is compounding because she had a great chance at Kendrick. Good defense on the 1-2, disadvantage, but offensive rebound was made. Then number 23, four Butternut gets her own rebound again and draws the foul on that last shot. Ooh. My goodness. Number, good job by Sienna Sandor to constantly win these battles underneath the rim, getting the rebounds. Yana had an opportunity for a free 2 points. She is visibly frustrated. And so we'll see if some of the leaders can get her out of this rut. The freshman, Yana, can really play. And she's had probably three or four opportunities for what you would define as like a free play, a free shot, because she's taking them and she's missed them all. All right. First free throw goes in and it missed, but they get the offensive rebound. Shot is taken. It misses. And now Isabel's got the ball. Dribbles by her defender. Can't get by her. Able to do the spin move. Ball's passed over to to Caitlin. Gets by number four in the corner on the right side now. Long pass to Kendra, who gets it, takes her shot, misses. Isabel gets the rebound, takes her shot, misses, and now the ball is going to be in number 10's hand for Washburn. She carries it on the court, goes for a layup. She misses it. Ball going. Gianna's now got it, and they're going to call travel. Yep, I saw it 100%. All right, good job by Anna Doucette to set up for all that. She just couldn't get the layup. And Gianna got the ball, but her feet, when she got possession, she picked up both her feet and brought them back both down and took a step. So good eyes by the ref. Ball got handed inside. It's going to be out of bounds off of, I believe, off of Kendra for Butternut. And it'll be another pass-in for Washburn Castle Guards. Castle Guards lead 40-20 with 9 minutes and 18 seconds left in this game. Almost stolen, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Washburn. Nice job on the defense for Butternut. Here we go. Caitlin, we're passing the ball in here. All righty. Ball gets past Isabel. Then it's almost intercepted by Maddie again, but Gianna was able to hang on to it. Long pass. Maddie almost intercepts it again. This time, Caitlin gets it to Kendra in the corner. She shoots for three, misses, and number 23, Sienna Sandor, goes for the rebound. They're going to call jump ball in favor of Washburn. In favor of Washburn. I just had to wait to see who the ref, which ref indicated. Maddie. Ludwig passing the ball in off of the foot of Gianna. So they get another pass in. Maddie, pass the ball in. It's going to get knocked up, but they keep possession. So Ludwig has it. Almost stolen. They're going to call Trevor. Great job by Kendra to knock that ball loose. And then when she got possession, she was keep moving her feet. That's going to be an easy travel call. Isabel now. Keep passing the ball in after substitutions. Here we go. Long pass gets it to Gianna. Then back to Isabel. Now they're over the half-court line. She's walking up to the three-point line, dribbles by it, drives to the hoop, has to dish it back out, gets it to Caitlin, and now we have a scrum on the bottom of the floor. They're going to call jump ball in favor of Washburn. All righty. Full court press. Yeah, I don't think you should. Okay, they're giving up on the press. Okay, they're just playing defense. Here we go. Gianna, right now, passes it over to the right side to Clarenbell, who then dribbles by her defender for a nice move and a smooth shot. That was good. 42-20. Isabel has it, kicks it back to Caitlin, running into defense, gets by number four, dribbling to the hoop. She loses it off of her own foot. It's going to be now Washburn's ball. Butternut is just in their own head tonight. A lot of turnovers are happening, and the forced and unforced errors. And Washburn just seems to be feasting. This pace is absolutely favoring the Castle Guard. And I'll be honest, I don't know what to do with it. It feels like the pace of the game has been really good. They're going to call a tripping foul on Gianna, incidental. And there we go. Score is 42-20 with 8 minutes and 1 second remaining in this game. Butternut is losing, what is that, by 22 points. Two more. We have a free throw attempt now as both teams are in the bonus. And Maddie Ludwig has a chance to score some more points here. First free throw is in. There we go. That brings her total to 11 points in the second half, 20 for the whole game. She's the game's leading scorer. Second free throw is off the back of the rim. Some missed time jumps, and the ball is going to be back in Washburn's hand. It's dished back out, and now Lugwood's got it again. She passes inside to the lane. Sander gets it, turns around, kicks it back out to number 10, who takes her shot. She misses. And with that, Lizzie gets the rebound. Caitlin carrying it up the court, carries it in, throws it inside to Gianna, who has a chance for a layup, and she gets it to drop. There we go. There we go. First points of the half for Guiana with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in this first, or sorry, in this game. Score is now 22-43. Washburn the lead, and they are with the ball. One-on-one ball right now on the right side. Ludwig trying to get it. Gets it to number four. Gets the ball. Takes the shot. It's a long three-point attempt. It's a miss. Ball kicked out to Guiana, carrying up the court. She decides not to take it into a bunch of defenders. Passed over to Lizzie, then back to Guiana, then back to Lizzie. Then inside to number 23, Kendra just takes it, turns, takes a shot, draws the foul. Nice job by Kendra. Honestly, I feel like that's just the plan for this game. Is Kendra seems like every time she gets underneath the hoop, she takes a shot and draws the foul. All right. Here we go. First free throw is up and in. Nice job for her. That brings her to 11 points on the night for Kendra. Second free throw, getting set. It's up, and it's short. Washburn now is going to be passing the ball in. All righty. Full court press. They get it to Ludwig. And then after she gets the ball, they just give up on the press. She's just too fast. You can't press up like that. If she gets behind you, she'll take it all the way to the hole. Clarabelle gets the ball, does the same spin move in the corner, works like a charm. She just misses it this time. That's a smooth move. Jump ball goes in favor of Butternut, so now they have possession. Great defense. Cassie Clarabelle has now gotten the ball twice in the corner. She dribbles once, does a spin move by her defender, gets the defender to her back, and then just floats a nice jumper. All right, Guiana has the ball. Gets it to Isabel. Isabel tries to drive, and they're going to call foul on number 23? Is that on Sienna Sanders? Probably. All righty. Isabel will have a chance for two. Well, she makes the first one. Two free throws. First one goes in. Nice job. Second free throw, getting set. 24-43 now. Washburn with the lead. Butternut has a chance for one more point here. It's up, and it's in. Nice shooting. There we go. 25-43 with 6 minutes and 36 seconds left in the second half. Ludwig making it look easy. She dribbles through the paint, through the defenders, but she misses the shot. It's going to be out of bounds as they tried to get the offensive rebound. So now Butternut has the ball. All right. Glory Voss on the defense. Long pass. Gets it to Guiana. Then back to Isabel on the right side. Then back to Guiana at the top of the key. All righty. She looks to pass it backwards. Voss tries to intercept. But then Ludwig gets the ball off of the pass. Fast into the middle. She carries up the court. Does a Euro step. Shoots for two layups. Misses. And she draws the foul. That was 1-3, not in Washburn's favor. And Lowe was able to Eurostep through three defenders and draw the foul. That ball was on the rim, too. That thing would almost rolled in. All right. Shooting foul, so she have a chance for two here. First free throw is in. Forty-four to 25. Washburn in the lead. There we go. We had to pause the game quick as a shoe needed to be tied. All right, here we go. Maddie's got the ball. Oh, no good. Number four, maybe Gloria Ross, jumped before the ball was shot, so it immediately caused the shot to be invalid. So even though it was made, it does not count. Long pass, gets it to Guiana, past the half-court line, then kick back over to the left on to Lizzie, then to Guiana, then back to Lizzie, over to Isabel in the corner. Right now, one of these girls has got to be confident enough to shoot it. Caitlin gets the ball, drives to the hoop, misses. Guiana takes her shot, takes a huge hit as she shoots and draws the foul. Refs are talking quick. They might call a tech on that. We'll see. Nope, they're just going to say a regular foul. That was a big hit. But Gianna's laughing it off. That was a big hit. She went flying. All righty. All right, here we go. Gianna's going to have a chance for two free throws. Ball is up, and it's in. All righty, second free throw. It's up, and it's in. Nice setup, nice shooting. All right, 5 minutes, 50 seconds remain. 44-27, Washburn with the lead over Butternut. Washburn with the ball. Ludwig takes the defender. Gianna just straight up blocks the shot, but it's going to go out of bounds, so Washburn's going to keep possession. Gianna just straight up so wadded that ball. It's just one of the things. I feel like Gianna's played pretty good tonight with the exception of her layups. She's been playing great defense. Let's see if she can finish off the game strong. All right, pass inside. They're going to say, it was a violation. She didn't pass the ball in time. Was that a five-second violation? Yes. So there we go. Caitlin now has the ball, gets it over to Lizzie. Then it's over, and it's almost intercepted. Now Gianna has it, gets it over to Kendra, takes the shot. Lizzie gets the rebound on offense, and then she makes her first 2 points of the game. 29-44, timeout called by Washburn Castle Guard. All right, we're going to take a commercial break here in 98 Coot Country. When we have back, we'll have more basketball for you. Don't go anywhere.
Butternut. Let's go, Butternut!
All right, welcome back here in 98Q Country. Stephen Gentlin bringing you tonight girls varsity basketball here in Butternut. Butternut Midgets hosting the Washburn Castle Guards. The score is 44-29. Washburn is in the lead, but the Butternut crowd behind me, if you couldn't hear it, is still alive and well. And let's see if the Butternut Midgets can't mount a comeback here. They're down 15 with 5 minutes and 27 seconds. Washburn has the ball, but this lead is by no means insurmountable. Washburn, if they can just continue to score just a little bit here or there, they can make sure that this lead stays out of reach. Maddie carrying the ball up the court, puts on the brakes, dribbles by her defender, but has to reset as they brought in more defenders. Pass over to Clarenbaugh, who gets the ball, carries it to the right, takes the shot. Oh, was that a pass or a shot? Doesn't matter. Got absolutely intercepted and stolen by Gianna. Carries it up the court. Takes a shot to Isabel. And now she shoots, jumper misses. Rebound made by Gianna on the finish. 2 more points for her. Someone's waking up. They're going to call foul on Isabel for, it looked like she was running with the defender as best she could, with Maddie Ludwig as best she could, but ended up pushing. So now she'll have some chance for free throws. Scores 44-31, and if you're a Butternut fan, you're crossing your fingers hoping she misses at least one of these. Let's see how Maddie does. First one is up and doesn't even touch the rim. It goes in. Nothing but net. Second free throw. She gets set. It's up and off to the right. Miss. So it's a 45-31. Gianna's got the ball, carrying up the court. Puts the brakes on, kicks it over to Lizzie. Then back to Gianna. She thinks about a chance for three. She should have taken that. She's got the mismatch for height. Ball gets passed inside. It goes off of a Washburn player out of bounds. Butternut keeps the ball. I don't think Maddie can block the three attempt by Caitlin or by Gianna. Quick pass. Lizzie gets it at the three-point line. misses her shot, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Gallinari. So Washburn now has possession with 4 minutes and 36 seconds with 45-31. All right. Ball gets passed in, gets it over to Vross, who now carries it down the left side. Oh, and she hesitated. She's got a smile on her face. She knew it, too. She turns around, and the coach says, calm down. She put the brake on, and her pivot foot dragged about a foot and a half as she was trying to find the pass but couldn't find it. All right, Isabel's got it. Gets it over to Lizzie. Carrying up the court. Passes down the line. Gets it over to, I want to say, Caitlin. She's going to be, what's the, is it a foul or out of bounds? I'm just waiting for the ref. They're going to say it's a pushing foul. And now Caitlin has a chance for some free throws. See if Caitlin Babel can make some. She's got 3 points here in the second half. See if she can drive that up a little bit. All right. Free throw is in. Caitlin making the free throws look nice. 32-45. We're on a chip away here. They were down 20 at one point. And with that free throw, they've cut the lead down to 12. It's a big deal. A lot of free throws being made in this second half. All right, Ludwig with the ball. Gets by one defender. Met with two, met with three. She passes over to Clarenbaum, gets the ball, resets. And now, here we go. She gets her under defender. She's going to shoot another floater. She does. She misses. And number one with the rebound. Nice job by Gemma Sander, who then gets the offensive rebound and makes the layup afterwards. 47-33. Ball is kicked by a Washburn player. I believe it's number 10 by Anna Doucette. And so it'll be it'll be Butternut retaining possession of the ball underneath the hoop. Kendra will be passing the ball in. She gets it to Isabel, then back to Kendra. Underneath, takes a shot, misses, gets her own rebound, then takes another little layup under there. And she gets it. All right, Kendra. Two more points for her. 6 points there. All righty. We have something going on. Timeout was called. Okay, sounds good. All right, so we have a timeout here, and so that means we're going to take a quick commercial break here in 98Q Country, and when we come back, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you tonight girls varsity basketball. Butternut Midgets hosting the Washburn Castle Guards. Castle Guards leading 47-35 with 3 minutes and 48 seconds left in the game. And Washburn with the ball. It's a long pass to Ross, and she gets bodied by Kendra when she tries to receive that pass. So it's immediately going to be a foul. And now Ross will be shooting some free throws. Here we go. Okay. Substitution coming in. It looks like Kendra just fouled out of the game, so we have no more bench players here for Butternut. And this is the lineup going forward. So Olivia Hammond will have play time here for the remaining 3 minutes and 47 seconds left. Free throw from Ross misses. Let's see if she can get her first points of the game here. Second free throw is up and just a little left. All right. Butternut ball. Here we go. Pass over to Lizzie. Takes the ball, dribbles by her defender, holding the defender behind her, gets it to Gianna, then over to Isabel for she decides not to. She pump fakes the three, drives the ball, kicks it back out. Open shot for Lizzie, open shot for Gianna, then back to Lizzie. Why aren't they taking the shot? They both had a chance. They get it over to Hammond, who's like, give me the ball, I'll shoot. She shoots, she misses. Gianna's now got it under the hoop. She takes her shot, misses. Hammond gets another rebound. Then Lizzie gets the ball. She shoots. Hammond with another rebound. Gets it to Lizzie. She shoots again. She finally makes it. Yes! I can finally breathe. Woo! Lizzie Frizzle with a finish on that one. Here we go. 37-47. 10-point deficit now. Butternut's been fighting back. And after that miss by Clarenbaugh and the rebound by Butternut, they have a chance to score again. Caitlin drives, draws the foul. No shooting foul, but she'll have a chance for free throws. Wow. That offensive possession before this one was crazy, as Olivia Hammond got like three rebounds in a row. Gianna got a rebound, and then it literally got handed off to Lizzie, and she took the layup, and she finally made it. So good job by Lizzie Pritzel to finish that chaotic offensive play. All right, Caitlin with the free throws, and it's in. Are you smelling a comeback? I think I am. As this 20-point deficit, I think it got up to 22 at one point, has been erased down to 8 as another free throw has been dropped. Very quick handoff. I let it down to a little 1 point, and they've already moved the ball halfway down the court. All right, Washburn not giving up on their strategy to move as fast as humanly possible. Pass inside, almost gets intercepted, gets it to Frost. Oh,